First this hour, a man has been shot dead on the streets of Liverpool.
Gun crime is on the rise in Liverpool, with Merseyside police last year recording nearly 90 incidents, leaving 4 people dead. Behind the shootings, though, there is a much deeper story. A culture of not being a grass has led to the majority of serious cases going unsolved. Gang culture and the fear of reprisals have created a wall of silence in the city, where some victims and witnesses are not cooperating with police, and people are literally getting away with murder. Out of all the killings last year caused by guns, not one person has yet been charged. My name is Layla Wright. I'm a journalist in Liverpool, and I'm investigating how the fear of being a snitch is allowing killers to walk the streets. I'll be speaking to families that are fighting for justice.
People don't want to be labelled or seen as cooperating with the police, labelled a grass. And I'm sure it's fear of repercussions for them.
And to the people who refuse to speak.
And they wouldn't want to be known as the kid who grassed.
To find out how much this no grass culture is affecting our city.
There's problems in this city with gun crime, the grassing culture, knife crime, retaliation.
And see whether those who want to talk really know about the protections available.
In 30 years, we've never revealed the identity of anyone.
This is Gangs, Guns and Grassing.
Radio City.
I'm starting my investigation with Merseyside Police. I'm meeting Chris Green, the head of crime, to find out how much this no grass culture is stopping his force from doing their job.
We do have dozens and dozens of cases a year where individuals will refuse to give evidence. We've got cases ongoing at the moment, homicide investigations, so investigations into murder that's happened on our streets, where I believe that there are people in the community who have got information that can help us bring the killers to justice. And I know that those individuals are not coming forward.
How widespread and serious is this no grass culture in Liverpool?
You know, often we have got my officers going into hospitals where there's a young person lying seriously injured after having been a victim of a firearms incident and having been shot. And the parents will be actively encouraging that young person to not tell the police anything. Now, that might be because they're absolutely frightened and terrified of what will come next, fear of the unknown. It might be because they've just lost control of their son and the world that he is involved in. What I would say is we've got to work with those people to actually get the information from them.
Some people are scared to speak to police in fear of reprisals and what would happen if they did look like they were cooperating. Why should people speak to your officers?
When we witness something, when we're victims of something, we need to come forward and provide that information so that those responsible can be brought to justice. Because if we don't do that, those who are responsible will carry on and carry on and carry on. And whilst it might have been a stabbing today or it might have been a firearm discharge the next day, how long before they kill somebody?
I want to find out more about the victims that are refusing to cooperate with police, even when they know who's responsible. I'm meeting Rob Jackson, an A&E nurse at the Liverpool Rural Hospital. What are the patients, are they eager to speak to police when they come in?
Absolutely not. Most of them will just say, I don't know anything, don't know who it was. I was minding my own business. I was just walking past, don't know who did it. Very rarely. And, you know, it's not something that in the emergency department we have time to get involved with, but you see that all the time. And we're very limited due to the law of what we can actually tell the police. We can't just go around saying this, that and the other. So it's very frustrating, but the culture is very few people. In fact, I don't think I've ever heard anybody, you know, give over somebody's name that's done it.
It's like a cycle, really, isn't it? Because they'll go back out there. They won't have spoken, no one will have been caught, and then them injuries will keep coming to your door.
Yeah, for sure. And you can almost say that, you know, you and me get into a scrap, I attack you or one of your friends, next thing is one of your friends is going to attack me or one of my friends, and it is a cyclical thing. And, you know, you can almost predict if you have a gunshot wound on a Monday, you're going to get something else within a couple of days because that gang will then go and attack the other rival gang. The blood and guts is a piece of cake. You know, we're very well trained to deal with that. The hard part of our job is never dealing with the blood and guts and the horrible sights. It's always the families and breaking the news to the family that someone they love is dead or has been, you know, really, really badly injured.
I'm on my way to meet a family that know all too well about those conversations. Yusuf Sonko was 18 when he was shot and killed on a summer's evening last year. I've arranged to meet his mum Khadija and sister Abby in the square where Yusuf was gunned down.
Take me back to that night. How did you find out what had happened to Yusuf?
One guy called me saying to me, Khadija, come down, come down, Khadija, come down. And then I said, what happened? She said, just come out. And she just like panicking and screaming. And then I said, okay. I saw myself in the hospital and Yusuf was lying down. All the doctors trying to help. The blood just come out. Such a handsome boy just lying down. I asked them, please help me. Even if it's going to be disabled, I would love it to be. I hold the hand of Yusuf. I asked Yusuf, I said, Yusuf, who done that to you? I said, Yusuf, who done that to you?
It's been over a year now since Yusuf was taken. How much do you think that the no grass culture has affected the journey to get justice for him?
We have grown up in a community, in a culture where it's the norm. No grass culture isn't a new phenomenon. It's existed for a number of years. But I understand why young people are faced with a dilemma. Fear on the one hand and moral conscience on the other hand. They know the right thing to do would be to help with this case. But at the same time, the people that were there, we know who was there, and their kids themselves, and they're scared, clearly. So it's quite ironic because this whole type of culture around being the hardest, but you're scared at the same time. It's all a bravado. I feel like if people were genuinely as fearless as they portray themselves to be, then there would be no issue with speaking to the police. But people don't want to be labelled or seen as cooperating with the police, labelled a grass. And I'm sure it's fear of repercussions for them. You've got to think we're in a small community where everybody knows each other, first name basis, where they live, everything. So the people who did it know the people that were there at the time. People that were there at the time know that if they speak, it's going to be quite easy to recognise it's them that spoke. And so it's just a vicious cycle.
I want to find out the real reasons why people won't cooperate with police. I'm heading to Anfield in the north of the city to try and get some answers. Why do you think some people might not be willing to come forward and speak to police and give up any information that they might have?
Because most people that grass ends up getting found out and then it ends up back on them, do you know what I mean? Like it's the shooting that happened to someone else will happen then to them, or it's like houses get smashed up, it leads back to more problems, to be honest.
They don't want to end up like their name getting out because they've like grassed, because then that could set off on them. And they wouldn't want to be known as the kid who grassed.
Say if there's a big group of people and one does like say shoot someone and then one of them grasses it up, it's the group then are gonna come after it, like that one person that grassed it up. There's just loyalty in the group, so they just take one for you, mate.
It's obvious from speaking to the young people that the main reason they're not willing to speak up is because they're scared. They're scared of being labelled a grass and the consequences that this could bring. They told me if there was a way they could provide information and remain anonymous, this wall of silence might start to crumble. I often hear about Crime Stoppers, but I, like most people I've met, don't know much about it. I'm meeting Gary Murray, the Northwest Regional Manager, to find out more.
In 30 years, we've never revealed the identity of anyone that's contacted Crime Stoppers. If they contact us by telephone, we don't want their name, we don't want their address. If they contact us online through our online form, we cannot tell their IP address, so it's totally anonymous. And in 30 years, we have never broken that trust to the public that we will not reveal their identity because we simply do not know who those people are that contact us. Most people think, yes, you say it's totally anonymous, but it can't be. We're not the police. There is no way that your identity can be revealed.
The only person that would know you've contacted Crime Stoppers is yourself, and it's not the only protection available. If you provide information directly to the police and are asked to appear in court, screens can be used to protect your identity, or you can give evidence by a live TV link from a separate location.
You can even have your voice disguised.
Dedicated witness care teams in the city will support you before, during and after a case, so you can carry on life as normal. Out of all the killings last year caused by guns, not one person has yet been charged. As the wall of silence in the city remains strong, a weapon more powerful than a gun is a voice.
Is it a silence that can't be broken? No.
I'm asking the community and people who knows about Yusuf, come forward and do the right thing.
It's okay to speak up. You're doing the right thing.
Gun crime and sin, riot, drugs and
contact Crime Stoppers. It's totally safe, totally anonymous.
If you do speak up, you might actually save someone's life. That's not a grass or a snitch.
The one day I will have my justice.